Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In 2006, it seemed as though the band Granddaddy had run its course, so the group broke up, leaving behind a lot of disappointed fans. David Bowie was a fan of Granddaddy. Well, those fans, the ones still with us, are happy campers these days, because the band is not only touring again, but they've made a new album called Last Place. The reunited Granddaddy has the same lineup as before, but the music is always centered on singer, guitarist, keyboardist Jason Lytle. And when Jason learned that we had a Steinway piano here in the Soundcheck studio, he got all excited and decided to come and play some of these new Granddaddy songs for us, solo and unplugged. This first one is called The Boat Is in the Barn.
I saw you sitting at a table by the water, and you were going through the photos on your phone. You looked so happy and relieved to be there all alone. Getting rid of all of me is what I figured. Delete, deleting everything that had occurred. It's when I walked away and headed out without a word. But no, my love ain't gone. The boat is in the barn. Oh no, my love ain't gone. The boat is in the barn. Back at the house, I got a lot to keep me going. It's like you never even lived here after all. Maybe except for that one picture on the mudroom wall. I took it at the lake while you were water skiing, and it's without a doubt my favorite one of you. You were a wonder while you hovered out above the blue, 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 blue. But no, my love ain't gone. The boat is in the barn. Oh no, my love ain't gone. The boat is in the barn. My love ain't gone. The boat is in the barn. Oh no, my love ain't gone. The boat is in the barn.
That is Jason Lytle of the band Granddaddy, live, solo, at our piano here in the Soundcheck studio, and a version of the song The Boat Is in the Barn. And Jason making his way from the piano to the microphone here in the Soundcheck studio, you'll find a version of that song on the new Granddaddy album, which is called Last Place, and which comes out officially on Friday. That's a really lovely song in both versions. The one that's on the record is obviously a bit fuller.
Yeah.
Is that a mellotron on the record version?
Yeah, there's definitely some mellotron in there.
Yeah, but it's funny hearing just you at the piano doing that song, The Boat Is in the Barn, because when you strip everything away, there's like a little 10cc, you know, The things we do for love.
Yeah, good call. I was actually, that was definitely in the back of my mind.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you done this sort of thing, just you at a piano before?
Yeah, on occasion. I mean, it's probably my most enjoyable musical sort of way to pass the time is just to play the piano and sing. Like mm-hmm. when I'm at home, that's my kind of like my sacred musical zone.
Yeah. So does the songwriting process happen like this with you at the piano?
More so over the years. I have no problem kind of bouncing back and forth. I think it's kind of nice to learn something on piano and then immediately start playing it on guitar. And it's just, it's kind of like, it gets the brain working in a different way. And you hear more, there's more opportunity to hear more tones and more kind of like just musical ideas just happen more. As many different instruments as you can play those chords
right.
You know, the ideas keep coming. More so.
Well, this is why, you know, some guitarists retune the instrument, because the guitar in standard tuning kind of leads you to certain chord progressions, and after a while you're like, well, what else is there?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and if you just, yeah, that's a good point.
So now you have done, in the kind of interregnum, the decade between records by Granddaddy, you've done solo stuff, and, you know, the sound world is not so different from the Granddaddy world. So what made you think that it was time now to do a record and to make it another band record?
It takes me a while to figure things out sometimes. And sometimes I don't even really know that things are happening within me. But I do remember a seed kind of getting planted around. We did some reunion shows like in 2012.
Right.
And that was like, you know, we had such a great time hanging out together. We're just a bunch of pals who get to travel around and play music, and it was still fun. And I think something kind of sparked within me around that time. I knew I was working on a batch of songs again. I didn't quite know what they were, and some stuff. And then, I don't know, I think the idea was hatched. So eventually there was a few songs that were pretty much like, no, this needs to be a Granddaddy song. And then they kind of helped, you know, inform the others. And then I realized, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm working on a Granddaddy record here. And it kind of snuck up on me.
Yeah. That is one of the great things about the creative process, is the way it can surprise the creator.
Yeah.
As well as those of us who, you know, get to enjoy the results without having to labor over it. So was this record made pretty much at home?
Yeah, actually in my living room. I had gotten done with this very long-term relationship, and what did resemble a very conventional-looking living room all of a sudden became my studio and all of my gear. And I mean, literally like taking all the furniture to the used furniture store, and just like the transformation was pretty extreme. And I just kind of holed up there for a couple of years and just went for it. And it was in Portland, Oregon, which is kind of notorious for rain. So, it was an interesting, trying time.
Yeah. So where are you now? Are you back in the band's hometown of Modesto?
Yeah, I'm actually back in Modesto. Yeah.
And, you know, how much does place affect the songwriting process for you?
A lot. A lot. I mean, I'm super sensitive to weather and the outdoors, and you know, I spend a lot of time outdoors. I prefer to be outdoors way more so than I do indoors, which is hilarious that I, you know, have to work on records, and it requires an inordinate amount of time, you know, in a studio in front of a screen. But I even to the point where I plot all of my recording time around the weather forecast. You know,
really?
Yeah. If I know there's going to be like a run of like three cruddy days of weather, then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna get 3 days of just like intense work done, and then my reward to myself is, you know, to go spend time outdoors or go on a little day trip or whatever.
All right. So living in Portland must have been a very productive time for you.
Yeah, no, yeah, which is why there's probably so many awesome bands and such a healthy music scene there.
Right, but yeah, I mean, you've written about place, you know, in sometimes very explicit ways, the town where I'm living now, all yeah. those years ago, and on the new record in a little while, you'll be doing a song that, you know, I don't want to live here anymore. Yeah. I just got here and I don't want to live here
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah. I mean, and the other cool thing too, though, is that I'd finished the album was 80% done, and then I moved to Modesto. So I got to finish the last 20% of it in Modesto, which for me was, there was something very comfortable and comforting about that.
Yeah. Speaking with Jason Lytle of the band Granddaddy, they are back together. They are touring. They've got a new record out called Last Place. You want to do Evermore for us next?
Yeah, I'll sure try.
All right. So Jason's going to make his way back to our Steinway piano here in the Soundcheck studio. You're getting a chance to hear something a little different, a little special from Jason Lytle of Granddaddy with a solo unplugged performance. Here's the song Evermore.
Evermore, gone but not forgotten, anyway, there's more. But not for nothing here, but then what for? When you soar, drop a thought for Stockton out your airline door. When you soar, that thought to Stockton, ask me on the phone, are you good and gone? You grieve like a freeway tree, old and gray, no love in your leaves. Grieve like a freeway tree, lonely days, no love in your leaves, no love in your leaves. Evermore, nothing lasts forever, and this was never yours. And evermore, when remembering is what forgetting's for. And when you soar, drop a thought for Stockton out your airline door. And when you soar, toss that thought to Stockton, ask me on the phone, are you good and gone? grieve like a freeway tree, old and gray, no love in your leaves. You grieve like a freeway tree, lonely days, no love in your leaves, 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 no love.
Once again, that is Jason Lytle, live here in the Soundcheck studio, and a performance of the song Evermore, which is from the new album by the band Granddaddy. The album is called Last Place, and Jason is here playing some solo piano versions of a couple of songs from the new album, which comes out on Friday. Is this the video with the plane that goes overhead? And
Yeah.
Very enigmatic, you know. You're not quite sure what you're looking at in this video,
but great.
I guess that's the point.
Success.
Yes. Yeah. Now the album's called Last Place, and the cover art has like a trophy. Mm-hmm. I mean, is this kind of like a dig at participation trophies, or you know, what's going on with that title and that cover art?
I kind of enjoy when I can find this one title that's going to mean all these different things. And it's kind of funny, and it's kind of sad, and it's, I think at the heart of it, though, there's that whole better late than never, and it's sometimes just arriving is enough.
Right.
You know, and it's not about how fast you got there or how snazzy the means of transport was. It's just getting there.
Right. But there is this kind of quirky side to some of your songwriting. And on the new record, there's a song called Check Engine, mm-hmm. both words spelled wrong. Mm. And it's just like...
Try as I might.
And it's just, I mean, it's this guy pleading with his car to just get him to the next exit.
Nothing over the temp gauge. It isn't a new age. White tape over the fuel light. Exhaust leak and I'm feeling alright. Check it, check it, check it, check it, check it, check it.
Just like it's such a bizarre thing to write a song about.
It's so autobiographical, though. I just kind of had this. I had to think. I was one of those guys that, you know, I finally could afford a car when I was 18. I had to paint my grandfather's neighbor's house, and then my neighbor paid my grandfather, and my grandfather loaned me that money.
Wait a minute. You did the painting, but your grandfather got the
money? Yeah, it was a total scam. And it was super unsafe, too. It was like this two-story, like this rickety ladder. And like it was, and I did know how to paint. It was just, which was, the whole thing is pretty hilarious. But I was one of those guys that, I had to work on my car myself for like 10 years. And I always had crummy cars. Mm-hmm. And it was always, getting off work. And you're just like, you're working on your car just so you could make it to work the next day.
Right.
Yeah. So it's always fun when you can make songs about relatable subjects that aren't cliche, you know, and there's only so many categories where it doesn't sound like you're just like, singing about something to be wacky or funny. It's like, no, this is actually pretty relatable. And it doesn't get sung about that often. And to pull it off is kind of a cool challenge.
Yeah. There's also, even at its most elemental on this new record. There are still these kind of odd little textures that get woven in. For example, the last song, Songbird Son,
mm-hmm.
basically it's mostly just an acoustic guitar ballad, but then there's all of this other stuff around the periphery, around the edges of the song.
Message better left unsent. Don't say nothing.
Do enjoy, you know, that experimental time with the recordings, and then you feed stuff in and you see what that does to your emotions, and maybe you pull it out and it's not happening anymore, so you bring it back in, and then maybe you'll add some more stuff in, and it's really kind of, I'm always usually just trying to achieve moments. I'm trying to kind of get the hair to stand up on the back of my neck a little bit, and there's all these, you know, mysterious ways that you can go about doing so.
And sometimes it's not even quote-unquote music. It's just sound
do
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was just thinking about this, though, too, because I am back in Modesto, and I grew up out in the country, and I kind of live near the country now, so I do a lot of running and, like, biking and long walks and stuff, but it's all orchards, you know, and oftentimes you'll hear, like, the faint sound of a train or faint sound of, like, or, you know, there's some sort of, you know, tractor or there's all these, you know, different types of machinery that they use for the different stages of agriculture out there. And I'm kind of almost thinking that I was really influenced by that when I was a little kid, this wondering where this whole, you know, this distant sound of some sort of machine off in the distance, you know, combined with, you know, the sort of, you know, rural, idyllic scenery. I'm kind of thinking that may have rubbed off on me, and I'm sort of getting some of that out of my system.
Well, if you think of all of the many, many American folk songs about trains, you know, is there any sound more evocative of the open landscape of the Americas than that distant train whistle?
Yeah, and it's just, it's always distant, and it's kind of sad sounding for some reason. It's
sad and romantic somehow.
I have a few sort of little superstitions too before I take off on trips. I always, if I see a hawk, like, on the way to the airport, that's a good sign. Or if I hear a train. And I got both of those before this trip, so.
Very good.
I'm pretty happy.
So this album called Last Place is on Danger Mouse's label.
Yeah, actually. He's been a fan and a friend for a long time, actually. And at some point, I actually thought about having him help me with this record. And then, in the name of that, I sent him some tracks, and he was like, man, he's like, whatever you're doing, just, like, keep doing it. And he was really helping out, you know, confidence-wise for me. It's a pretty good match. He knows how I am, and he's a good buffer between me and the label people and stuff. I mean, industry people, I should say.
Right, right. Because it is he is the label person. It's his 30th century music.
Yeah, now so far it's working out great.
Good.
They seem to have a great team.
The record is called Last Place. It's the latest from the band Granddaddy, led by Jason Lytle, who's playing some solo piano versions of some of the songs. You want to do I Don't Want to Live Here Anymore next?
Sure.
On the record, this is a pretty straight-ahead rocker.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fun one to play, too. It's kind of, a lot of the other stuff, I'm really distracted having to play all these different instruments throughout the tracks, but this one is just kind of, straight ahead.
All right. Well, let's see how it sounds as a piano solo. Jason Lytle is my guest here in the Soundcheck studio. Once again, the song is called I Don't Want to Live Here Anymore. You will find the full The full-on electric version on the Granddaddy album called Last Place, but here's Jason at our Steinway to play it for us on Soundcheck.
I just moved here and I don't want to live here anymore. I just moved here and I don't want to live here anymore. No, I can't exactly say I'm really getting just a feeling. Everything is out of place and now I'm having trouble dealing. I just moved here and I don't want to live here anymore. I just moved here and I don't want to live here anymore. Countless others everywhere, I never know what's gonna happen. They seen me coming for a mile, all the while they were laughing. I just moved here. I just moved here. I just, yeah, I just moved here.
Final live performance from Jason Lytle of Granddaddy here in the Soundcheck studio and the song I Don't Want to Live Here Anymore. And I suppose, Jason, the obvious question to ask in light of what we were talking about before is, did you write this song before or after you moved back to Modesto?
I actually wrote this one about Portland.
Okay. Yeah.
I had just moved from Montana, which I was absolutely in love with. And you know how stressful moving can be, and kind of a dicey neighborhood. And my first attempt at living in a big city, and about a week into it, I just wasn't having any of it. And that song just sort of fell right out.
Well, now it's on the record, which is called Last Place, the first Granddaddy record in over a decade. So what happens now? Are you still thinking that maybe you'll pursue parallel paths, or is it Granddaddy time now?
It's definitely Granddaddy time. And we have a whole bunch of shows planned this year, so it's definitely happening for real.
Well, it's great to have you guys back, and really neat to hear some of these songs in this format,
yeah,
just you and the piano.
I hope it wasn't too, you know, listeners switching off their radio inducing.
I think it's a chance even for Granddaddy fans to hear something a little different.
Yeah. Well, that's primarily what a lot of this has been about, has just been saying hi and thank you to the fans. So hopefully they get something out of it.
Well, hi and thank you to you too, Jason. Thanks for being with us and playing for us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Everything about us is a lost machine.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check out soundcheck.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, who also engineered this session. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.